Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Tuesday, the 24th of February at 6:31. Coming up on today's show, we'll be taking a look at the Ukrainian and Russian economies as we mark the fourth anniversary of the Russian onslaught in Ukraine. And all the markets as usual, including those fresh tariff threats from Donald Trump. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Emma Hanrahan in the Business Post reports that the Irish government does not know how much it collects each year from the deemed disposal tax rule. The Taoiseach Simon Harris has said the rule requires investors to pay a 38% tax on gains in certain funds every 8 years, even if they have not sold their holdings. The same rate applies to any further gains when the investment is eventually sold. Responding to a parliamentary question from the independent TD Carol Nolan, Mr. Harris said the data held by Revenue does not allow officials to separate tax collected under the 8-year rule from liabilities arising from other taxable investment events. Deemed disposal rules are also applied to Irish domiciled investment funds, Irish life assurance investment products and certain foreign life insurance products. Bloomberg reports that Paramount Skydance has raised its offer to buy Warner Brothers Discovery, extending the long-running battle for one of Hollywood's iconic studios, according to sources. The new unspecified bid improves on the $30 a share all-cash proposal that Paramount took directly to Warner Brothers shareholders in December and addresses some of the company's concerns with previous Paramount bids. Those concerns include greater certainty of Paramount financing. The media giant agreed in December to sell its film and TV studios as well as HBO business to Netflix for $27.75 a share. That deal involves a spin-off of Warner Brothers cable networks like CNN and TNT. Warner Brothers reopened talks with Paramount for a 7-day period, which ended yesterday. And if Warner Brothers board deems the new Paramount offer as superior to the current agreement, Netflix will have 4 days to respond. Kathleen Gallagher in the Business Post reports that executives at Smurfit Westrock, including the chief executive Anthony Smurfit, have offloaded €2.8 million worth of shares in the company. Tony Smurfit sold 40,000 shares at $51 a piece, delivering €2.8 million to the Irish businessman last week. Ken Bowles, the chief financial officer, sold 10,000 shares on the same day, while Laurent Sillier, the head of the American business, sold 5,700 shares on the US market and 10,000 on the London market.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.